Now, for the latest theory of business leadership. In the past, executives have been compared to gamblers at Las Vegas. Last year's likeness was to Arctic explorers such as Ernest Shackleton. Well, this year's comparison is even more exotic. Yep, the business leader as rock star. Well, that's the idea of consultant Peter Cook, who's giving a talk shortly to the Association of MBAs on his theories of what he calls rock and roll management. Well, we were somewhat sceptical about the whole idea, but we asked him to justify the proposition.
Well, a band on stage has to actually be a motley crew of different people. In business, most people hire people that are the same as themselves. So a band is actually a good example of making different things work in the context of a performance. Number two, a band doesn't send memos to each other to say they're going to change direction. You don't see the drummer sending a memo to someone saying we're going to change.
The thing about performing with a band is that you can make it up as you go along to a certain extent. And is this one of the key messages for running a business?
As long as that making it up doesn't become the consuming passion. I do think if you keep making things up, you end up with a company that never produces anything. So like dot-com fever, I think that would be my idea of a band that just improvises all the time.
Now, cynics might say that what you're doing is trying to dress up boring work and make it seem more interesting than it really is. In other words, you might be running a stationary warehouse in Slough, but you can appeal to these people and say, no, really, you're Mick Jagger or Keith Richards.
Yeah, well, there's an element of that comes into it. But what I do is what I call serious fun. If it's just fun, it's just an entertainment thing. Nothing wrong with that, but we're actually getting real things done as well. An example would be, a company I did some work for, they in 24-hour workshop, they produced five new product innovations which pass the board and are worth at least 100 million quid each.
If you could think of an example of a rock performer who is a good role model for business, who would that be?
Well, the artist formerly known and now back again as Prince, I think, because Prince really does actually do really polished performances, and to the casual observer you wouldn't really think that they were improvised, but he uses signals and codes to get the band to go in different directions. An example would be when he says on the one bass, it means everything stops apart from the bass player. So shared language and codes, which everyone understands, that's really hard to do in business.
We got the Prince CD here. Which particular songs do you think have a message for the management world?
Well, quite a few, but we'll pick on one. Raspberry Beret, there's a great line in that where it says, she walked in through the outdoor, she wore a raspberry beret. It's about competitive advantage, let's face it. It's being noticed in your market. That's what I think it's about.
Do you think Prince realised what he's really singing about?
No, he didn't. He was probably writing about sex.
Well, that's Peter Cook from the firm Human Dynamics. We've still got Malcolm Miller here from Pace. Do you think you're a wannabe rock star?
No, and I think running a band of five people who eat, sleep and drink together is very, very different from hundreds, even thousands of people who have to communicate through various forms and are indeed very different by character and nature.
OK, thanks very much. Back in 15 minutes' time.
Martin, thanks very much. 26 minutes past six. Simon Mann's here with the sports news.